Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 2, from the verse 14, let us read to the end of this chapter. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and younger and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, In Ramah there was a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted, because they are not. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeareth in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose, and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea, in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither, notwithstanding, being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, He shall be called a Nazarene. This is the passage. And now we'll take a moment for the prayer to the Lord. If you would like to, please get up, stand up. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this moment around Thy holy word, for Thy loving fatherly care that has taken us through this week to this moment in time that we can be together again in our small number and that we can partake from this bread of life. We pray, O Heavenly Father, that Thou open our hearts and minds to Thy holy word. We pray, O Lord, that in our faith, strengthened by Thy goodness and grace, O Lord, and confirmed by Thy holy word, that we may follow the pilgrimage of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as a small child. That we may see, O Lord God Almighty, Thy fatherly care expressed in the efforts and concerns of Joseph and Mary. Gracious and loving Heavenly Father, help us to believe that when we surrender all into Thy hands, when we submit our will to Thine, when we obey Thy holy word, that we also are like the little children of whom Thou art taking care. We know, Heavenly Father, that we have in this world often difficult times, often sad, and many times it seems that we have no way to turn to. Lord God Almighty, bless Thy holy word in our hearts, enlighten our minds by Thy truth, that we may always know that Thou wilt never forsake those that trust in Thee. And though we go through difficult times, Thou art with us. By Thy grace, by Thy goodness and mercy, following us in all the days of our pilgrimage. Gracious Lord, we thank Thee for Thy goodness and mercy. We praise Thee for Thy loving kindness. O Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for sending down to this earth Thy beloved Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to show us the way to live, to be born as a child, to live through the childhood and youthful years, and then O Heavenly Father, to proclaim thy holy word in such clarity and so loud that all those that were seeking thee, O God, when they heard his voice, they knew this is the voice of God. Gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we pray that that voice may be in our ears all the time, that we may know thy will, O God, and that we may be obedient, that in faithfulness our souls may find that wonderful delight of belonging to thee, our Heavenly Father. Gracious Lord, direct our steps in the footsteps of the Savior. Teach us, O Heavenly Father, to worship thee in spirit and in truth, wholeheartedly to obey thy will, and to love thy will, O God. Feed us with this bread of heaven. Bless and multiply thy word in our hearts, and multiply the fruits of thy spirit, O Lord. Make us meek, make us humble, patient and kind. Make us brave and strong. Teach us, O Heavenly Father, to rely upon thy holy word. Give us understanding of thy message. Gracious Lord, Almighty God, have thou mercy upon us and make us merciful. And when we think or feel that our life is too difficult, gracious Lord, thou make us true Christians, that we may look around and see there are many others that have much more difficult pilgrimage. And give us grace to extend a helping hand. Gracious Lord, we pray today that in thy goodness and mercy, as the good shepherd of thy flock, today thou would tend the hearts and souls of thy people, O Lord, heal the sick, strengthen the weak, comfort the sad, deliver the oppressed, and raise the dead. May the power of thy Spirit work in our hearts and give us that high privilege and the abundant blessing of living the new life in Christ Jesus. We pray, O Lord, that in our daily walk thy name be exalted, worshipped, and praised continually. Amen. In this Gospel book of Matthew, especially the chapter 2 that we started reading last Sunday, we don't have strictly expressed doctrines of the Gospel. The teaching starts in the chapter 3. However, as I suggested last Sunday, I really believe that our Lord Jesus Christ, or the Heavenly Father, through Him, through the Lord Jesus Christ, is teaching His people, or the people that are seeking the truth, even through the minor, apparently minor, details that happened in the life of this child, Jesus. And without a longer introduction, I would like us to go right on to the verse 14 or 13, if you like, and continue from that point on. When the wise men departed from the land of Israel, the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word." I think that this was a wonderful thing. However, I would like us to be safe from some superstitions, thinking that every dream is a message from the Lord. You see, I believe that our dreams are, to a high extent, or high, or should I say high percentage, very much similar to our thinking. What we think during the day, something like that is going to be dreaming in the night. And I think that sometimes we dream what we don't want to think of. You know, if we saw an accident, for example, it was so terrible to see that we turn our face away, not to see, not to absorb that impression. It can happen that that night, the first dream or the second dream will be about that same accident. That's the weakness of human mind. I would not think that that's necessarily a message from the Lord. It would be very dangerous for us to think that every dream that comes to our mind in the night is a message from the Lord. Just as our thoughts, when we think something good and we think something bad, and the good thoughts are from the Lord and the bad thoughts are from the evil spirit, so a dream can be from the evil spirit as well. I think that it's good for us before we go to bed to have a prayer to thank the Lord for taking us through that day and for His help and His protection and so on, and for all the good provisions, and then to seek His protection, to pray that the Lord would watch over us and keep us from bad and sinful dreams. You see, sinful, evil things, evil desires in our heart are reinforced or added to by more thinking about evil. If a man would just see something sinful and he that moment desired to sin, or that sin seemed to be attractive, desirable, but if that man would manage to forget it, there would not be lasting temptation. The temptation will continue as long as the memory of sin continues, and that would strengthen the desire in the heart. So, if we dream about sin, we will desire sin. If we desire good things, we will probably dream good things. However, as the Lord or the Spirit of God has the power to influence our mind by good thinking, it also can happen, the Lord can influence our thinking through our dreams. Now, the moment a thought came to my mind, I have not necessarily an Aramaic right to say a message from the Lord. I have to measure or to check that thought by the Word of God. It cannot be that the Lord will give us a written, recorded message one way and then speak something else to our mind. It just doesn't work like that. The Lord is not, what is that word in English? Inconsistent. He is not changing His mind like the humans do and the other creatures. You see a bird flying in one direction and suddenly changing the direction. The humans often do that, you know. Now, the Lord has always that one direction: righteousness, godliness, purity, holiness, always in harmony with His recorded message, the Word of God. So, Joseph did receive a message from the Lord in his dream. The angel of the Lord appeared in that dream. That was a vision in the dream, and the message was clear: arise, take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring the word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. This is a clear message. The message says exactly what to do and explains the reason why. The religious people sometimes cannot explain why they do something. I might be wrong sometimes, but I always question the things that the people do and have no reason for it, or are not able nor willing to explain why they do that. And especially if somebody will ask me to do something, before I accept that or submit to that, I want to know, what is the reason? You see, there are many different religions, teachings, and especially in our country here, many groups and churches, just about I think in every section of a town you will find at least one building or one gathering place or some manifestation that the people are religious. It's very easy to get lost, very easy to get confused. It's also easy for the human beings like us to run after the attractions or enjoyments of our flesh. If there is a religious group that offers what is generally called in America fun, just let's be happy, let's play something, let's eat and drink, and that's not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They did eat, they did drink as much as their need was, but that was not the teaching of the gospel. All the other people can do that. So in this message through the angel of the Lord, we have a clear direction. Why is Joseph to go or to flee to Egypt with his wife Mary and with the little child Jesus? Because Herod will seek the young child to kill him, to murder him. We are to flee. Every situation that is threatening the faith in the Lord Jesus. It can be a situation which offers pleasure in order to forget the will of the Lord. It can be a situation that is threatening us so that we yield to the world and not to the word of God. From every such a situation, we are to flee. Why? There is one, the most important component of our living, the main power in our living should be the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Just look around. Rich and poor, healthy and sick, young and old, everybody is going in one direction, physically, materially. They're going to leave everything in this world, and they're going to die. There's just no other way, unless the Lord Jesus will come soon. That's going to continue that way. Right now, this very moment, when we are talking and sitting here, quite a few people are dying. And quite a few are being born into this life. So, that is going on and on. Only one thing is constant, and that is the Word of God. And if we have the Word of God in our hearts, if in our faith we belong to the Lord Jesus, if we believe in the Son, we have the Father also, and our life is secured. You remember, probably most of you remember the story of Lazarus the beggar that was hungry and sick and forgotten and forsaken, and he died. And his neighbor there, the rich, wealthy man, he was living in such a luxury and everyday pleasure. I think that he probably by that time lost the taste of his pleasure, because if you eat honey every day, it's not going to be sweet anymore. It's going to be tasteless very soon. And yet suddenly, in the midst of his feasting, there was the call from the Lord to the rich man. That's enough. You are done. And the Lord will not say, pack up your luggage. No, you just come. That's it. You leave everything. And now the Lord gives what is behind the scene. He is revealing to us. And he said, Lazarus is with our father Abraham. That means with the Lord. That means in a happy, a joyful place. And the rich man is lost forever. And the people have a lot of questions about what is hell? How is that going to be fire, like the fire in a fireplace, or like a wildfire, or what is that going to be? Don't worry about that. Just don't worry about that. You'll be happy if you never see it. That's the most important thing. And I think I share that with you. I've seen the people, and that even when everything around them was peaceful and quiet and nothing is physically, visibly bothering them, torturing them, they had hell in their own mind. They just couldn't stand living without doing something evil to somebody else. I think that's hell. That's really hellish, you know. So whatever that is, we see that the Word of God is being fulfilled literally. I mean, from word by word, the prophecies have been fulfilled, those that have been fulfilled. And that gives us sufficient reason to believe that the Word of God is truth. And truly, the life will not end with our pilgrimage on this earth. There is life everlasting, and there is death everlasting. Not just die and disappear, but everlasting death. So, here, we see that the